The man who gave Australian television the rocket-riding puppet with a pencil for a nose has died. Norman Hetherington's Mr. Squiggle landed on Australian television screens in 1959. He was only supposed to make a brief appearance. But Mr. Squiggle became an icon of children's television and stayed on air for the next 40 years. Cartoonist and puppeteer Norman Hetherington was 89. Timothy McDonald prepared this report.
Here's Mr. Squiggle, with lots of fun for everyone. Here's Mr. Squiggle, sing a happy tune.
When Mr. Squiggle got creative, a few lines sent in by a young viewer could be turned into almost anything.
It's a very fashionable pig.
Fashionable pig?
Pig, yes. He's wearing a donut for an earring, pair of glasses, rimless, and a tie. There.
Well, who would have guessed that?
Mr. Squiggle's creator, Norman Hetherington, started out as a cartoonist, but he always loved puppetry. So perhaps it was only natural that he should try to combine the two, although at first he thought Mr. Squiggle wouldn't work.
As a cartoonist, I wanted to make a puppet, an experiment, a puppet who could draw. I didn't think it would work either, but with a very heavy head bit of manipulation, he seemed to work. Hooray, here we go.
Originally, the show was supposed to be temporary, but it ended up running for 4 decades. It was written by his wife Margaret and later co-hosted by his daughter Rebecca. Cartoonist Steve Panozzo has been friends with Norman Hetherington for about 20 years.
What I love is the fact that Mr. Squiggle was born before his children, and one of them ended up hosting the show 40 years down the track, you know, and I think that's a lovely full circle that it stayed within the family in that way. It was very much a family production with Margaret writing all the scripts.
Steve Panozzo says there was no trickery in the show, and Norman Hetherington simply held onto Mr. Squiggle's hat from above to draw the pictures. Things looked a bit different from where he was sitting, which is partly why so many of the pictures were turned around.
Upside down, upside down.
It was so out-and-out simple that it was innovative. You know, it doesn't take a big-budget CGI special effects in order to make something work. In fact, all his inventions, you know, the little map showing rocket travelling from the moon to Earth and back again, very slide captions, the puppets, the way they were made, the different functions they had. They were all so innovative and creative. I mean, blackboard, you know, all these wonderful sort of creations all had some sort of innovative touch to them that you know the person making these things had an incredibly inventive brain.
Norman Hetherington received a Medal of the Order of Australia as well as awards from UNSW, the Australian Cartoonist Association and the Television Association of Australia. Steve Panozzo says despite all the accolades, he was more down-to-earth than his creation.
An incredibly self-effacing person, very humble. I mean, he was showered with awards and accolades and requests. I mean, they even went to a science fiction convention as special guests because Mr. Squiggle is considered Australia's first astronaut.
Do you hear that rocket? Here we go, over the moon. Oh. Goodbye, Miss Jane, goodbye.
Mr. Squiggle!
Goodbye.
Mr. Squiggle!
Norman Hetherington's Mr. Squiggle returning to the moon and to the stars. Timothy McDonald with that report.